T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This means it's time now that we bring in our good friend, Daryl Ryder.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
And don't forget Daryl's podcast right now. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland with yours truly. It's easy to get to. It's so simple. It's right there at 923thefan.com, and it's available on the Odyssey app. Daryl, have you settled into your home studio ready for tonight's NFL draft?
I won't even be watching. So I'm going to be watching the Cavs and Magic. The Browns don't have a pick.
Do you not have a remote control?
Yeah, I just don't care.
Okay.
The Browns don't have a pick.
You're going to care tomorrow?
I'll look at the when the first round's over, I'll look at the rundown and see who did what. But, yeah, I just don't care. Cavs Magic tonight. Game 3, big one.
With that in mind, we'll get back to the draft momentarily. Can the Cavs sweep these guys? Do you think that'll happen? I don't think it'll happen. I think the Magic will play better and win at least one of these games in Orlando.
Can they? Yes. Will they? No.
Okay. We're in agreement.
I think Orlando's going to find their shooting touch on their home floor. They've not shot the ball well in these first two games. Frankly, the Cavs at times haven't shot all that well, especially from the perimeter. But, yeah, I think that tonight is a dangerous game for the Cavaliers. If they win tonight and go up 3-0, then, yeah, I do think that there's a really good shot they could go ahead and take care of this thing by the end of the weekend. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think Orlando's going to win at least one of these games on their home floor, if not both of them. We see all the time 2-0 leads in playoff series vanish in the blink of an eye and return home tied 2-2, and I do worry that that is a possibility here in this series.
So you think they'll magically just figure out a way to shoot and the Cavaliers, everything they've been doing right, isn't going to happen over the next two games? Just curious?
Well, the Magic have had some wide open looks from three that they've just flat out missed. The Magic's poor 3-point shooting is not simply a byproduct of the Cavalier defense. They've had a lot of open looks that, quite frankly, they've just missed. And with their crowd behind them on their home floor in their own building, yeah, I do think it's possible that they could find their shooting touch.
You think the Cavs win the series?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. But I don't think it's going to be a sweep, though. I said at the beginning of the series, Cavs in six. And just for the sake of consistency, I'm going to say Cavs in six.
You and I are in a complete agreement on that.
Yeah, I think they're going to sweep, Daryl. I'm just telling you. We'll talk about it on the podcast.
Hey, I hope you're right. The faster the Cavaliers do away with these guys, the sooner they can rest up and get ready for the bloodbath they're going to have to deal with in round two, either with Miami or Boston.
Yep, I hate to agree with you, but you're right. But let's let Miami and Boston keep playing. Let them play seven games.
Let those guys play seven, and you're sitting at home, and Donovan Mitchell continues to get more time to rest his knee. Dean Wade, who has been ruled out for this series, maybe he can come back for round two. And, Caris LeVert's playing through bumps and bruises. Darius Garland Dealing with a back issue that popped up in game one. So, yeah, I mean, the sooner the Cavs can handle their business and be done with the Magic, the better it's going to be for them and give them an opportunity to, like I said, rest up, get health as healthy as possible, because they are absolutely going to have their hands full in round two, whether it's the Heat, whether it's the Magic.
In watching the first...
The Celtics.
Yeah. In watching the first two games of this series, Daryl, I would love to get excited about the Cavs, but the Magic have been so bad that well, you know what I mean, though?
Now you know why I'm worried.
Yeah,
because,
I would
Orlando
love...
Orlando has not played particularly well.
No.
Like I said, this is the dangerous game tonight. If the Cavaliers can win this game tonight, Jeff, they're in great shape. But
just say it. Andy's right. I want to hear you say it. Say
no,
if they,
I'm not
if they
say
win
you're
tonight,
right.
Yeah, you can say it.
No, they're gonna. If they win tonight, they win in five.
I would agree with that. I think the Magic win tonight. If you want to know the truth,
I have a clause in my contract that says I can never say that Andy's right about anything.
That's true, and you can find that on It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, available on the Odyssey app
nice. And YouTube.
Yes. Oh, and YouTube. That's
oh,
right.
And YouTube. Yeah, there you go, guys.
All right, Daryl, let's switch over to the NFL draft here for a second. There are no headlines that that are intriguing to you during this first round.
That involve the Cleveland Browns? No.
No, I'm just talking about NFL. There's got to be some headlines that are intriguing to you.
Well, what does interest me is the fact that I feel like this is going to be a draft where teams are desperate and reaching for quarterbacks. There's no reason six quarterbacks should be drafted in the first round. This class ain't that good. So,
but there will be, don't you think?
No, it won't. No. Because
no, no,
the NFL,
no,
the NFL doesn't Darryl, develop quarterbacks.
Don't you think six quarterbacks will go in the first round?
I do, and I think it's a mistake that six quarterbacks are going to go in the first round.
Agreed.
Because they don't develop in college, and they aren't developing in the NFL all that much these days. And I think that this is a byproduct of desperation. Thankfully, the Browns are not in that spot, at least this year. They might be next year. We'll see. But I don't think six quarterbacks should be drafted in this particular first round. But they're going to be, and I guess there's some good news there, because that maybe means an extra player or two gets pushed down the chart down into the second round, and maybe the Browns find themselves in a situation like they did a couple of years ago back in 2021, where they had a first-round grade on Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, and he fell to them in the second round, 52nd overall. So maybe one of those situations materializes tomorrow night for the Browns, but that remains to be seen. One thing I do expect to see a lot of tonight, besides a lot of hot air commentary and commercial breaks, trades. I think there's going to be a lot of trades in this first round, too.
How many? The record's 9.
Yeah, I think there's a chance it could approach the record.
Wow.
I'm going to say 8. I'll just go 8. I don't know if we'll get to 9 or 10, but I think at least 8 trades in the first round.
How many before the commissioner hits the podium? Like Jeff and I were saying, I was like, Jeff, we're going to have to.
And does anybody make a trade here today?
Someone's going to make a trade for us before 2 o'clock so we can talk about it.
Yeah, well,
it's all about us. We don't care about anybody else.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know about before the commissioner takes the podium, but I do think that there's going to be movement. I'm laughing at these reports concerning the Patriots, though. I think it was Deanna Russini from The Athletic that reported that the Patriots might be looking to maneuver with the 3rd overall pick, while also at the same time trying to acquire one of these top quarterbacks. And I'm like, don't get cute. Just stay at 3 and take your quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, don't slide back 1, 2, or 3 spots just so you can pick up an extra pick or two. Risk losing the guy that you want. Only, like, just stay at 3 and pick your quarterback. That's what you want to do. That's fine. But stay at 3, pick your quarterback. It reminds me, like, this is stuff the Browns used to do. And it's why they could never get out of 4-12 and 5-11 hell, because they always got cute in the draft. So my advice to Elliott Wolf and the New England Patriots, stay at 3 and pick the player you want, which looking like it is one of those six quarterbacks.
Yeah, but we want them to trade out because then maybe they'll pick another quarterback wherever they land in the first round. Whoever comes up to three is going to take a quarterback. And again, when you look at it from the Browns' perspective, Daryl,
it doesn't help to stop, Andy. That doesn't help the Browns at all. Just stop.
Why?
Six quarterbacks going in the first round. Who cares what the order is?
And maybe you get more than six. Maybe you get a – just keep picking quarterbacks before the Browns step up to the podium.
If there are seven quarterbacks drafted, some GMs should be fired tomorrow. Like, that would be absurd. Again, I don't think that this quarterback class is that strong where six guys are worthy of first-round picks. But ultimately what it comes down to – the reason is simply that fifth year of control for the quarterback. That's what it comes down to. But I still disagree. I don't think this class is that great.
Daryl, I think this is interesting. I don't know if it means anything. Tell me if it does. Of the six quarterbacks that we think will go in the first round, only two of them played at one college, May and McCarthy. The other guys all transferred. Does that mean anything in this day and age?
Well, I asked Andrew Berry about that last week. And he said that back in the day, which was like 2 to 3 years ago, guys transferring were red flags, right? But because of this, the portal and NIL and all that stuff, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay. It's commonplace. Then I asked him about the development of players because I don't think players are developing as well in college anymore because of this environment of transferring schools. Berry disagreed with me there too. He said, hey, when guys are transferring, they're trading up per se. They're going to situations that fit them, better situations and things like that. And that's all well and good. But something tells me, Jeff, in the next 4 to 5 years, we're going to find out that the quality of players in the draft just aren't as good. The talent's going to be there. The raw athletic talent's going to be there. But I'm just not convinced the polished product is going to be there, if that makes sense. And I think it's going to be because of this portal and the bouncing around and hurting the development of guys. Because I am a believer that stability helps with development. And I'm not saying that I'm against the portal and the transferring and NIL because, these colleges are making billions of dollars off of these kids, these quote-unquote student athletes, also known as professional football players wearing college uniforms. These kids should get every dollar they can get because there's only so many times these universities can renovate the locker rooms for them. So I'm all in favor of these kids getting paid when they can get paid, considering the physical toll this takes on their bodies. We see college players when they're done playing football, and they don't even go to the NFL, that are dealing with long-term health effects of, playing the sport. So, but I do feel like that the developmental portion of things ultimately is going to suffer with these guys that, bounce around because they're looking for the best financial situation or the best playing time situation.
All right, Daryl, I have several Browns questions to ask you. One, and I want your opinion. You tell me if they're going to say it. Will they stay at 54?
It's Andrew Berry, so I'm going to say no.
You'll say no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say they trade up or down. I don't know which way they go, but I will say they don't stay at 54 because Andrew Berry just loves making phone calls during the draft.
They will or will not use both of their seventh round picks?
They better not. So I'm going to say no. They will not use either seventh round pick.
Ooh, like that.
Wow.
Oh, me too. Like cardinal sin, trading for and using seventh round picks. So I say he does not use either pick. He packages them.
When it is said and done, the Browns will have drafted more offense or defensive players when this draft is over?
I'm going to say defense.
And what position will the Browns target with their first pick?
Well, I know what I would target with the 54th pick. Everyone keeps saying wide receiver, and I don't like that.
Why are you anti-wide receiver?
Because I think that they just have other needs right now.
Okay.
You have three guys up top And I can I'm going to put Njoku in the mix. So now you've got four targets, and you throw Jerome Ford in the running back. Now that's five targets already that you have for Deshaun Watson, right? You have plenty of guys to throw footballs to. You need depth at defensive tackle. You've got a lot of guys on short-term contracts there. You need some depth there. And what did Andrew Berry tell us last week about this draft? He wants to use these. A lot of these picks are going to be not necessarily for the 2024 Browns, but future teams, right? Well, right. Opportunity, build some, you know, this is a depth draft for them. Build depth into the roster with a couple of guys that will actually make the team, and then the rest of them will be on the practice squad. Hmm. So defensive tackle's got to be a priority to me. I think linebacker's got to be a priority for me. Interior offensive line is got to be a priority to me because Wyatt Teller's expensive. We'll see how he fits in whatever thing that they're doing with the offensive line here now. Joel Bitonio is going into his 11th season, and as great as Bitonio is, you do have to plan for the day that comes when he's not going to be here. So mm-hmm. I'd like to see them draft a guard in this this weekend here. Corner, Greg Newsome, do they trade him? Do they pick up the fifth-year option? Do they extend his contract? Whatever. Decision needs to be made there, so they may have to draft the corner in this draft. But like, there's like four or five positions that come to my mind instantaneously before I even think about the wide receiver position.
Okay,
and then let's throw last year's pick Cedric Tillman in the mix. Now that's five targets, right?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So like,
no.
I just don't view wide receiver as the four alarm fire that a lot of the experts right now are viewing it for the Browns. They have Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy, David Njoku, their running backs room, Cedric Tillman going into his sophomore year. Hopefully this year he actually knows the playbook and where he's supposed to be and all that stuff. But, like, yeah, I mean, I just don't feel like wide receiver is, it's this big, massive emergency right now.
Speaking of wide receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr. will be the first non-quarterback drafted in tonight's draft? Well, yes or no?
What is this, Quiz Darryl?
Yeah, well, this is Darryl Rapid Fire.
Nice.
He should be the first non-quarterback taken in the draft. Will he? I think that's a little tough for me to predict, but he should be.
All right, and along those Buckeye lines, my last question for you, will the Browns continue, as Andrew Berry has done a nice job of drafting Ohio State Buckeyes lately, will he draft an Ohio State Buckeye?
Yes.
Cade Stover? Who do you think it's going to be?
Mike
Hall, Cade Stover.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If it's Cade Stover, I'm fine with that, but I do think that one of the picks will be a Buckeye.
You think he'll take a Buckeye? Tommy Eichenberg would be nice to bring him home too, wouldn't it? They need a linebacker, right? Why wouldn't we want to do that?
You need linebackers.
All right, so we're good. So you've made my day. We've disagreed a little bit, but the fact that you think the Browns will draft a Buckeye, you've saved yourself. And now you make me want to listen to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Daryl, you're a good man.
Enjoy the draft and playoff doubleheader tonight.
Daryl, thank you. And we'll know that you're not watching the draft, so I'll text you throughout the draft just to drive you crazy.
I will be watching on X. I will be watching the Cavalier game on my television. I'll be watching the draft on X because, again, the Browns don't have a pick.
Next year,
they have eight of them, and I will definitely be watching the first round.
Daryl, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Have a great night.
And don't forget, Daryl, you can catch him and me on the It's Always Game Day in Cleveland podcast. It's available at 923thefan.com right now, or you can get it on the Odyssey app. Time now for a 2020.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.